We are joined here in the media center with the Pro Stock number one qualifier, Greg Anderson. His pass of 6.546 seconds at 211.03 miles per hour from Friday took him to the top of the category. Greg, this is your 98th career number one qualifier. Talk about what it's like to get you to this point.
Well, that's obviously a big number, and that's quite a feather in the cap for this whole KB Racing team. So it's not me. It's the team doing this. There's nothing a driver can do to make it go low ET. And I've had, I think, four or five this year. This is my fifth, I believe, this year, but haven't had a clean sweep. This was a clean sweep. This was every run. I was low ET of every session. So that's a good feeling going into Sunday. And, you know, we all know I've had a great qualifying car all year, and we haven't quite been able to get the job done on Sunday. But if I can't get a job done tomorrow, something's wrong. Something's seriously wrong right here. So it's there. The car is there. The horse is under me. It's up to me to ride it. And I feel great. I know we're going to have great weather conditions again tomorrow. Like I talked yesterday, this is a great place to race. It's a great atmosphere. When you look around, you smile inside the race car. So all signs are positive, and everything looks great for me. So I feel great going into tomorrow. And the only thing I wish we could change, I wish we could race tonight, because for some reason Sunday's been a little bit of a hiccup for me. But that's the way they wrote the rule book, so we're going to have to come back tomorrow and wait till tomorrow and try it again. But I can't say enough about the job my guys do. They're a fantastic job, and my Summit Chevy is just getting better every single race. And the class is so tough. If you can gain thousands, you know, per weekend or whatever, that's a mile in our class, and I think we've done that. I've outrun everybody every run, so we've obviously made a step forward. And as long as I do my job tomorrow on the starting line, I'll have a great chance of going a distance. So we'll just see what happens.
You give all the credit to the team, but I mean, and you just said you've got to do your job.
You definitely got to do your job on the line, and no question about that. There's so many great drivers in the class right now. There's so many great cars and drivers in the class right now. So it's not a shock when anybody wins or anybody loses anymore. There's 12 of the 16 cars that absolutely should win the race tomorrow. So only one can. And you just hope it's your turn tomorrow. And you know that deal, you need some luck. You absolutely need luck. But we've always been firm believers, you have to create your own luck. So we're just going to have to come out tomorrow, and car and driver are going to have to create our own luck.
All right. Thank you. Best of luck tomorrow, Greg.
Thanks.